From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, August 20th at 8:56. We have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Seeing some mixed trade in here. The corn market a little bit lower. Had a really good day yesterday. Couldn't follow through to the upside just yet. But we are holding things together. September corn down 1.25 right now. Now a penny at 377 even. December down 0.5 cent. 399.5, the March of 25 down 3/4 at 418.5. Beans in higher territory. We did sell some beans today, 132,000 metric tons to China and 239,000 metric tons to Mexico. And that demand news is being well taken by the bean market. November's up 5.25 right now at 981.25. January up 4.5 at 999. March of 25 beans cracking back north of 10 bucks. Up 3.5 at 10.13.25. The soy products also higher. October soy meal up $1.90 a ton at 3.10 even, with the September soy oil up 3 points at 40.50. The wheat market higher on the day as well. September Chicago up 2.5 at 5.30.75. December wheat up 3.25 at 5.55.5. September Kansas City up 3.5 at 5.44.25. The December Kansas City up 3.25 at 5.59.75. December Minneapolis wheat up 0.25 cent at 6.03.75. Mostly lower across the livestock sector. August live cattle down 75 right now at 182.05. October's down 170 at 177.32, with the December's down 142, 176.92. September feeders down 130 at 237.97. with the October's down 127 at 234.60. November feeders down 115 at 233.17. The hogs also lower on the day, down 45 in the October contract, 76.32. December lean hogs down 105 at 67.70. February's down 102 at 71.20, with the April 25's down 95 cents at 76.22. Outside markets, mixed bag. Dow futures down 37 right now. Crude oil up 53 cents a barrel at 74.90. That's the high of the day so far. Gold and silver both sharply higher, up $27 an ounce at 25.45 in that gold market. Kimberly, that's a new all-time high.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.